Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Wings win 5-2 last night. Dylan Larkin, a couple of goals. Pistons at Orlando are hosting Orlando tonight. Two young teams. They both lost to Chicago this year. Orlando won their opener. They've lost three straight. They're trying to score more. They went out and got Desmond Bane, a guy who can really shoot it, although he hasn't. Through four games. Would like to see the Pistons hold an opponent under 30 for a first quarter. That would be nice. Haven't done that all year. Continue to monitor. This feels like two teams that have a bright future in the Eastern Conference. Orlando's really weird in that they drafted Jace Richardson. They already had four Wolverines on their roster, former Wolverines. One of them transferred out in Colin Castleton, but a lot of homegrown area talent down there. 248-539-9797. Jeremy in Detroit. Put us on hold.
On a base.
This really is. This feels like the music you'd hear in like the lobby of a boutique hotel kind of deal.
It had a little bit of Miami Vice to it.
I was thinking that, Gator, as well. Like they're in a club trying to get a drug deal done.
Yeah.
And this is the music that's playing in the background while they're sitting at a table with bottle service.
Right. And like the two cops that come in are at opposite ends of the bar, but they're walking towards the same area.
Can you put the music back up so we can talk?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They're walking opposite ends. They see each other, and they make eye contact with each other, and they kind of look like, hey, dude's over there, you know, in the booth. Mm-hmm. Got it. You know, and then the camera pans, and one cop is slowly putting his hand to his side to get to his sidearm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like a big fish aquarium somewhere in this club.
Yeah, big fish aquarium.
No question.
With like a small octopus and some clownfish. Yeah, and then there's like a big Samoan bodyguard. Yeah, we know what's going on.
Hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Boutique hotel.
And then
not
like
a Hampton.
The gangster's girlfriend is there and she's really upset. They just got into a fight and she gets up from the table, walks away and grabs her purse. And bumps into one of the cops.
Jeremy, are you there, Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Can you put us back on hold? We were kind of grooving out to the music.
We're having a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just wanted to comment on the whole Hush thing, man. I think people don't look at his extension as an addition to the team this year. If we had signed Hush, like, coming off a Super Bowl, I think more people would be happy. I just feel like going into this year or during the middle of this year, everything's an addition. We want the team to be better than it was at the beginning of the year. And signing your own players this year, I mean, right now, doesn't make the team any better. And I think that's how people are looking at it because we're so hungry for that title.
Yeah, I think it could be part of it. It's something I brought up earlier. I love it. I love this extension because it keeps the best player here for years to come. However, you're not bringing anybody new. It's not an addition to the team. It is what it is, which is what's needed and what's necessary. Now we want to hear something by Tuesday that they've added something else to this team to get them ready for the playoff run.
No, I 100% agree with you, and I think it has to be another move after this one that would make people feel a little more comfortable. The other thing, I mean, just from a fan standpoint, I understand how flashy and how great defensive ends are and that position and how it causes havoc. But the other thing is the big three defensive ends, or the big four defensive ends that everybody's been talking about for the last couple of years, I think another thing that throws people off is none of them have won anything. Like, none of their teams are ever any good. The Browns, the Raiders, Cincinnati, like, even Micah when he was in Dallas, they didn't win anything. So I think that's another part for some fringe fans. They're like, we're spending a lot of money on a position that might not translate to winning championships because the best players at that position don't necessarily win.
I find, Jeremy, first of all, thank you for the phone call. And I don't know that there's a direct correlation between elite edge rusher and not winning. Okay. In fact, I would argue that there probably isn't. It's just coincidental that they got on some pretty bad teams. Over the course of time, I think it would behoove an NFL team to have a great pass rusher. But you do bring up a point, which is why an obsession with adding two I find to be odd. Because if you are doing that, you're doing it at the expense of committing the resources to something else to make you a more complete football team. But we've done this for years, long enough to know that people are chasing a perfect team. And you should try. But there are limitations, and you have to take some chances here and there. For instance, the Lions took a chance that their guys that they had put that they were putting opposite Aiden Hutchinson wouldn't be so weak that it would render the Lions pass rush null and void. The Lions pass rush is top 10 in pressure rate and top six, I think, in quarterback sacks right now. And they're getting Aleem McNeil back, and they might get others back. But as it stands right now, you know, it's more than adequate. And, you know, you need to have playmakers. And they got playmakers all over the field. They got a playmaker in Brian Branch. They got a playmaker in Kirby Joseph. They got a playmaker in Jack Campbell. They got a playmaker in Aiden Hutchinson. They got playmakers all over the offense. Like, they're a nightmare to play. And this thing about people aren't stoked because it doesn't make them any better. You can make the case that because they signed Aiden Hutchinson, that it cuts into their pool of money that could be used to trade for a player that has term on his contract. It makes it more likely that the only pool of players that they can go after now are rentals.
Right. Which is typically the only players that are available at the trade deadline anyway.
I mean, there are exceptions,
of course.
There
are exceptions.
But these are the guys that get moved the most, and they get moved for more affordable prices in terms of return. So he could have there could be something he's saying to that for people that would, because there are some people that say, screw it, throw everything you can and go get that guy who's under contract for a long time. And I don't care that it's Hutch's money. Hutch can walk at the end of his contract, but because I want to win now. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl now. And they decided to lock up the known commodity that they have in trust and love.
Right now, as it stands on the Wednesday before the trade deadline, which is Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
Do you think the Lions make a move before the trade deadline?
Yes, I do.
And where do you think the move is going to be?
A cornerback.
For a corner, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I think the same thing. I think it's also...
Well, that's no fun. Change your answer, Gator.
I'd like to, but I put it this way. I don't think they're going to go and add a defensive end. I just don't.
I don't either.
I think
they could.
They like what they... Yeah, they could.
I mean, there's the Arden Keys of the world, and there's the Jalen Phillips.
Yeah. It might be available, maybe. And they could do that. But I think that the prudent move is to add to the secondary that's banged up, or to add an offensive lineman, find someone that's a better option than what you have right now as a backup.
And just so people who haven't listened to the whole show, Dan Graziano earlier today with our daily Trey Hendrickson update said, nope, at this point, no chance Cincinnati is trading Trey Hendrickson. And now there's this from Adam Schefter. At this hour, he reports, for those wondering if the Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answer, in the words of one source, quote, no chance. Source added, quote, people have a better chance of winning the lottery. You can always call and ask, but the feedback we're getting, remember the whole Dallas flirtation with Max Crosby, word out of Vegas? They're not trading him. So, you know, I guess things could change. You keep calling back and say, what about now? But
Remember last year was Max Crosby talk.
And?
Well, and he didn't get traded, and they actually got hurt.
Right. And Trey Hendrickson, by the way, is slowed by injury, too.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. What do we got coming in here regarding Hutch? A diehard Spartan fan here. I hated him. I hated them drafting Hutch, but I have fallen in love with him watching his play. I would do this deal every day of the week and twice on Sundays, and I would not say that Parsons is better than Hutch. They both bring something a little different to the table. Not sure what's wrong with people. If Hutch was a free agent, every team would sign him to that deal. That's from Alex. I'm an Ohio State Lions fan. I love Hutch, and I love the signing. I think Parsons will start to slow down late in the year in Green Bay. Ooh, I'm intrigued, Buckeye Lion fan. Why do you think that?
I think this group that it comes out being less than lukewarm about this signing, I think it's a small group, very small group. They might be vocal.
They texted.
They did. They're letting the voice be heard, but I think it's a smaller percentage of people.
If, quote, your own guys are amongst the best players in the league at their positions, why wouldn't you keep them? The mythical free agent isn't always the better option. Well,
here's the other thing. Do Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes care about fit?
Very much.
Do you think?
Very much.
So they've invested with these players 3 and 4 years at this point. I think that they understand exactly what they're getting from these players and like you said before with the previous comment about the free agents. You don't know what the free agents, you have an idea, but you know 100% what these guys are for this team, and they're some of the best at the game. Why wouldn't you bring them back?
It might be just getting used to the fact that it's such a competent organization right now that the way they're doing it is not anything we're accustomed to.
Well, that's true.
Carson Anderson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most.
running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.